Fake.
With Josipovic. She's by design.
She's by design really well. It looks like a gettable race.
Blood Oath.
He's a really nice horse on the way up. I expect him to be pretty hard to beat.
I reckon we can have a play here,
Scotty. Oh, hang on.
Blood Oath 340.
She's by design's $1.85.
$5.95 at tab.com.au for the all up.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
She's by design takes the lead in the shadows, and she's by design ugly but got the job done. Blood Oath in front. And he's a pretty good horse, this bloke. Blood Oath comes away to win.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Enver Josipovic nailed it yesterday with a double for us on the Breakfast Club early mail.
Double?
A double, Duke.
That's how good we are.
A double.
Far out.
It's unbelievable what he did for us.
Next level.
We put him together. We had the short price favourite in the first one. A bit ugly, said Terry yesterday, calling the action. But Blood Oath.
I watched it. It took a long time to catch it.
But it got there.
Enver did say he couldn't trust that wonderful horse, but it got there eventually.
It got there magnificently.
But Blood Oath is a serious horse.
Blood Oath is a good horse. And that was the better of the odds, too, just by the way. Put them together. We got about $6 with the multiplier 1.02, which was unbelievable. And we got some feedback on Twitter last night. Shane got involved.
Shane.
It's the lazy pineapple on the multi. Oh. EJ for PM, I say. Get around him. And I did notice that EJ himself
He likes the Twitter.
He liked that on Twitter. He pressed heart on that.
Retweeting a lot.
Yeah, and so he should. He'll be at the Hall of Fame dinner. Don't you worry about that. There's almost a statue on order for what he's been able to do. Now, today, team, we're at Ballarat. We're on the plastic, the wax, and synthetic again, Scotland, so no track manager required.
No Whitey.
That's why he's not on air, because there's no track manager. But we've got a couple of trainers ready to back up a great day yesterday and go again, and you're going to kick us off, Scott.
Yeah, I've got morning George Osborne. How are you, George?
Yeah, morning, guys.
Now, you're taking two to Ballarat, starting off in race four, number seven, Sandy Toes, who's having its fourth start. The mare, first up, fourth, last start. What did you make of it?
Fair. Probably his best work was past the post, which is not ideal. You want to do it before.
It's generally how we operate.
Yeah, but it gives the indication that she's going to keep getting better as she gets over more ground. She's only stepping up 100 metres today and probably going to get back a little bit. So there's a little bit of a question mark on how the race will be run. It doesn't look the greatest race in the world, but I'd prefer her to get back a little bit and work home than ridden upside down when she's just still learning. So that'll be the doubt there.
All right, watching brief. Then over to race six, you got number 11, Being Dazzled, who has run second its last two starts over the 1,000. Can we go one better?
If you look at his record, it's not flash.
No, but recent form is positive.
Recent form is terrific. It's probably his best two runs of his career. And I think they ran a track record, which they haven't run too many of them at the synthetic yet, but the other day. And so he ran a good race to run second there. He had his opportunity to start before and got beaten on the line because it was 1,010. it made all the difference in the world. He really struggles at anything past 1,000. Probably ideal distance is 950. And he's drawn terrible. So I'm not being very positive, but I couldn't come into him.
Okay, well, this is a dilemma, given we've got only two choices, George. If we had to have a dollar, what are we on?
Yeah, I wouldn't be on either of them.
Love the honesty, George.
Well, we don't have to.
At least we've got a bet.
Well, if you've got a bet, I'd say I'm hoping more than anything else, but maybe this is a real sad bet, but maybe the place Sandy Toes.
There you go.
That'll do us.
That'll do us.
That's all we need.
It's not a good day.
You've been very good to us in the past, and we think it's fantastic you've come on again. Despite the fact that no winning chances, a place is good for us. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I'll stick with EJ for Prime Minister. That'll do me.
Good stuff. EJ for PM is good for us. George, we appreciate it. Good luck today with George Osborne with two today at Ballarat. Dan O'Sullivan's with us too, Duke.
He is. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Duke. How are you going?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. You got a few in today. You got four in. You've got a first starter in the first. What would be your best?
I'm not going to run him.
No. What's your best for today? Can you steer us into your best thing today?
I think the last horse for hire will be my best today.
Horse for hire, is that right?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
I like that. $3, Daniel.
$3. Well. I'm happy about that.
Race 8, number 2.
A reason for confidence, Dan?
A win here on the track. And won well. I went to a very strong race at Bendigo and got stuck down the inside fence, which wasn't the place to be. So back to a 58 grade today. Trained on really well. Yeah, it's been a very suitable race for her.
Going to the front?
We're drawing barrier 1, so we'll hold a spot. Yep. Believe it or not, we'll see. We're in the first few. It depends on the pressure, really. But we'll see if we've got enough pace to hold a spot.
Well, that sounds pretty good to us. Race 8, number 2, the best today for Dan O'Sullivan. Good on you, Dan. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Dan O'Sullivan, George Osborne with us. So what we've got, we can play with this.
But
we can make this happen.
Dan also got Gold Rock. Race 4, number 2. It's a $2.80 favourite.
Well, he didn't give that the love, though. He said Horse for Hire is the one.
Race 8, number 2, Horse for Hire.
Well, we're going to go to the place win all up here.
No.
We're going to go to the place for Sandy Toes.
Do whatever
into
we
the
like
win
now.
For Horse for Hire. We're playing with their money, Duke. We can do whatever the hell we like. That's what's going to be happening on the Early Mail. Good luck if you're getting involved. Otherwise, just cheer him home. Big Max Gorm will join us in the Inner Sanctum of the D's after this.